Satellites in space help us live a better life on Earth focuses on ways that satellites have an impact on almost everyone's daily activities. Produced with a grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, it contains illustrations on 12 two-page spreads and is available in English and Spanish with accompanying discussion guides. Details and downloadable copies are available at the website buzzsat.com. Meanwhile, the third installment of AMSAT's free online satellite course is being prepared for release. It was produced by Eric Sonnenwald, N2XSE, a retired science teacher, and examines the way satellites assist with the control of pollution on Earth. It will be available with the two other courses released earlier in the program, Introduction to Satellite Meteorology and Satellites and Climate Change. AMSAT rolled out its community-based youth initiative program in 2022 to provide age-appropriate lessons for students living in the satellite age. This is Daniel Garcia, W2DIY.
In addition, if you're a student who's also a licensed ham, you now have a good excuse for looking out the window or staring up at the sky. AMSAT has declared the first and third Tuesday of each month to be STOTA Day. That's Students on the Air Day. Starting in March, students everywhere in the U.S. will be encouraged to get out there and make as many QSOs by satellite as they can and work as many satellites as they can. Have fun. Just don't do this in the middle of class. Unless your teacher approves, of course. In the world of DX, hams throughout Denmark will be activating the call sign OZ100OZ from the 1st through to the 8th of March to mark the centenary of amateur radio as a licensed activity in that country. It was in March of 1926 that the Danish Ministry of Public Works legalized ham radio, which, by the end of its first year, had issued 40 licenses to operators. Arno DL1CW is operating as 9G5ZZ from Ghana until the 3rd of March. He is using mainly CW with some RIDI. Listen for him on 80 through 6 meters. The radio club of the National Polytechnic Institute of Cambodia, XU7AMO, will have a number of operators, including the school's students, calling QRZ via the QO100 satellite from the 27th of February through to the 2nd of March. The activity will take place during a satellite communication training session by the Telecom Department of the Electronics Faculty in Phnom Penh. They will also be making use of three low Earth orbit satellites, RS-44.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.